Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And head out and talk to our very own Cleveland Sports Beat reporter. Just talked about him. It's Daryl Ryder, brought to you courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, what's going on?
Not much. I made the cut.
You made the cut? They didn't get rid of you after today?
No, I did not. I was not asked to walk down the hall and turn in my iPad.
Well, listen, Daryl, we're happy about that, okay? Anytime that we can get somebody through, we're happy about that. And, you know, Kevin, I'm sure he talked about it. Not easy decisions to make. Somebody had to go to keep you there, and they're excited about that.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Some tough decisions were made today. A couple of nice surprises. But the initial 53 is set, but set to change in about, 14, 15 hours from now.
Yeah, and obviously there's going to be adjustments made here because I think the most glaring thing when you look at the Browns' initial 53, man, is the fact that you look at the offense and you look at running back specifically, and there's two of them. Part of that hinges on Quinshon Judkins and everything happening there. Is there a legitimate path towards that being figured out quickly, it feels like? Or is this just a spot open so they can add somebody either off of waivers or after waivers clear?
I'm sorry. Do you not know how the NFL works? They go at their own pace, and they're going at their own pace. No, they're going to add a running back tomorrow. The Browns have the number two waiver claim position behind the Tennessee Titans here for the first 3 weeks of the season, including this jumpstart week here. So over the next 4 weeks, they're number two position. So I expect Andrew Berry to be scanning that waiver wire looking for back end of the roster help. But I don't expect that the Quinshon Judkins situation is going to get resolved anytime soon because, well, the National Football League marches to the beat of their own drum.
Hey, Daryl, is there any chance that the Browns at this point sign Quinshon before the NFL actually finishes its investigation? I mean, they've waited this long, but you're getting up on season time with the running back that you draft in the second round still not under contract.
Yeah, I kind of feel like they're going to wait at this point. To see what discipline, if any, is on the way. If there's none on the way, then it becomes a lot easier on Andrew Berry. But if there is discipline involved, then I think that that does complicate the situation, not only from a financial standpoint, but from a language standpoint, because then Berry has to protect himself and the club from future transgressions, potential future transgressions, I should say. So this is not a situation that appears to be getting resolved anytime soon, unless the NFL comes out tomorrow and says no suspension or he's suspended for X number of games.
Other position that people had their eyes on, Daryl, we had a kicker battle in camp that I don't know that people really felt as if it was a kicker battle just between the general fan, but Dustin Hopkins gets cut and Andre Schmitz is the one who they end up moving forward with. Is it surprising to you?
No. I mean, look, Hopkins struggled during camp. He missed a couple of PATs in the preseason. I mean, the warning signs are there. He struggled last year, too. Look, I'm going to give Andrew Berry some credit. I give Andrew some grief at times over, you know, preferential treatment towards his draft picks and his free agents and whatnot. I'm going to give him some credit here. Would have been the easiest decision in the world for him to keep Dustin Hopkins and say, hey, we're committed to him and we got to see this thing through. But they see that the warning signs are still there, that Dustin is still not right, unfortunately. And so they're going to go with Andre Schmidt to start this thing out. And we'll see if Andre Schmidt ultimately ends up being the kicker at the end of the season here. But week one, it's his job. And now we'll see if he can keep it.
Daryl, one of the other interesting things on the offense was the route they decided to go at wide receiver. It felt like a lot of the conversation was, if they keep six, it feels like Deontay might be the guy that gets that six spot. Well, they did keep six. Deontay Johnson still didn't make the cut. A move that the Browns at any point are going to regret, keeping the younger guys in a returner, or a move that made sense to you based on what you saw?
I think it made sense. I don't think they're going to regret it. Look, they signed him this offseason, a flyer. This is probably his last stop. Look, if you can't make this receiving core, your career is pretty much over. Like, let's be honest about it. That was a low risk, potential high reward signing for Andrew Berry in the offseason. He's been going that route a little bit with a couple of these things. Same thing with the Isaiah Bond undrafted free agent signing once he was, you know, cleared of any potential legal ramification. So, Andrew Berry's shopping at the thrift store right now for help, whether it's the waiver wire, whether it's free agents, whatever. He's looking for help under any rock and any couch cushion he can find it. So, look, I don't mean that as a criticism. That's just where the Browns are at. They need help. They need talent. So, Berry's, going through every avenue at his disposal to try and, take a shot on a couple of guys to see if maybe you stumble into a little something-something. It's unfortunate it didn't work out with Deontay Johnson. He showed some flashes. The speed obviously is still there, but, consistently on the field as well as behind the scenes, it wasn't there, and so the Browns chose to move on.
Daryl Ryder, our very own Cleveland Sports beat reporter with us here, courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers. Daryl, something that I'm assuming probably caught you off guard, Kenny Pickett traded yesterday for a fifth-round pick. You are very much so on board with the Browns probably carrying four quarterbacks at this point, and they decided at this time to get a fifth-round pick back for Kenny, exactly what they gave up. They felt content going on it. What was your initial reaction to seeing him move to the Raiders?
I'm dreading the thought of Dylan Gabriel starting week two against the Baltimore Ravens. Like, the thought has crept in my mind that that's where this thing's headed, right? I mean, you never know. I don't think Dylan Gabriel's remotely close to starting an NFL game. The Browns feel completely differently, and guess what? They'll suffer the consequences or enjoy the fruits of the gamble. But he's QB2. I understand why they did it. It makes sense for them to do it. Credit to Andrew Berry. He sold, we're keeping four quarterbacks until he found a taker for Kenny Pickett, who basically did nothing for the rest of training camp, did nothing in the preseason. And he actually improved the pick because Vegas is going to be worse than the Philadelphia Eagles. So he dumped Dorian Thompson-Robinson, whom the Eagles didn't even keep, right? So that was a good move. And then the fifth round pick ultimately is actually going to end up being better than what he got from Philadelphia. So I'm going to give Andrew Berry a little credit there. Got a little something better for him than what you gave up. And, he did a good job selling that they're keeping four quarterbacks so someone would bite and give him a pick.
Hey, does this one is obviously Kenny Pickett in Cleveland would be viewed, I mean, not as a major failure, but a failure. Hey, it didn't work out. You signed a guy, you traded for a guy, and he didn't even, make it to your week one roster. Is that one that rides on Andrew Berry's record, or is this one that just sort of falls off and nobody talks about?
You're playing with fifth round picks. Who cares? I mean, I'm just seriously, if he gave up a two or a three or even a four, I might hear the kind. It's a fifth round pick. Who cares? It's same thing with Shador Sanders. They spent a fifth round pick on him. Who cares? Like, hopefully he works out. Hopefully they find something there, right? If it does, they hit the jackpot. If it doesn't, who cares? Move on, right? And so, again, low-risk move, potential high reward. So you brought him in, hoping maybe you find a little something-something there. And they made the determination that they really, really love themselves some Dylan Gabriel. They love themselves some Dylan Gabriel in April in the third round of the draft. So after he starts a few games for the Browns this year, I think we're going to find out just how much they really love themselves some Dylan Gabriel.
Hey, Daryl, is it?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fair now to look back at the quarterback competition and even more so than originally question how it was done, knowing that Kenny Pickett was essentially a swap of fifth rounders with the Las Vegas Raiders at the end of the day and was there taking first team reps and Shador's thrown to ball boys at some point during training camp. It can't be great for the development of your rookie. Is that a mismanagement of the quarterback battle?
No, because if Kenny was healthy, I think there's a legitimate chance he would have been your starter week one against the Bengals. So no, I don't think it was a mismanagement. Not by any stretch of the imagination. Again, they're desperate. They must look under any seat cushion, rock, leaf, branch that they can find someone, right? And that's just where they're at. So no, I'm not going to criticize Andrew Berry for making those moves, even though it did not work out. Because again, had he been healthy, he would have been a serious contender for that starting job. He got hurt. Nobody's fault that happened. And again, they love themselves some Dylan Gabriel. So good luck with that.
Daryl Ryder with us here on the hotline. Daryl, obviously it's been brought up now. Browns carrying three quarterbacks on the roster, but fourth guy obviously still looms in the background. Does this open a door for Deshaun in a four quarterback situation if you had to go to the fourth guy to step back onto the field, or is the situation remain unchanged?
He's the break glass in case of emergency. I'm just afraid they're going to have to break glass in case of emergency. And yeah, look, I'm not going to sit here and say that there's zero chance Deshaun Watson ever plays for the Cleveland Browns again. I would have said that a year ago. Not anymore. No, I'm watching the videos. And I realize social media videos are one thing. It's another to actually be doing it in live contact. But he's getting healthy. And I think that there's a real possibility they may have no choice but to put him on the field at some point this season.
We always love to hear that, Daryl. It's always
I'm calling it the way I see it and keeping it real. Like, I'm not going to dismiss it. I've done this too long. I know when to dismiss things. This is not a case where you be dismissive. And so I'm not saying it's going to happen. But I'm certainly not going to sit here and tell people that there's no chance this is happening. You don't have to worry about it. It's a non-conversation. No, it is. At some point this year, knowing the history that I do when it comes to the Browns and their quarterback needs, there is a very real possibility that if this guy is cleared at some point and he is healthy enough to play football this year, there's a real possibility they may have no other choice but then to ask him to go out there and earn a little of that $230 million and take a few games for the team.
Daryl, week three of the preseason, we got to see the first team offense out on the field. Based on what you saw, anything that would give you any promise heading into week one, or did this pretty much go as expected?
I'm still picking them to beat the Bengals.
I like it.
I've been consistent in that. Listen, even when I'm wrong, I'm consistent, okay? I do pride myself on my consistency. I know I said weeks ago they're going to start 1-0, and I think there's a chance they could start 2-0. Hopefully they get fired up and motivated enough when Baltimore does their whole "we're rubbing it in Cleveland's face" because we got a couple of Vince Lombardi trophies and Ozzie Newsome, the Hall of Fame Brown, drafted all of our Hall of Famers for us that produced those Vince Lombardi trophies, and we're going to rub Cleveland's face in it. We stole your team and your Super Bowls too. Hopefully Kevin gets those guys fired up enough and angry enough. They go down there and just whoop the holy hell out of the Baltimore Ravens in week two, and they start 2-0. And then the wheels will come off the wagon after that. But, like, you know, and maybe they won't. Like, you just, sports is a funny thing, man. Momentum's a funny thing. You never know. Joe Flacco could find the fountain of youth and go out there and be what he was in 2023 on steroids. I don't mean literally on steroids, but you know what I mean. Like, he could catch fire and regain that form. I mean, he loves Kevin Stefanski's offense. He knows it. He's got good chemistry with a couple of guys on that offense, Jerry Jeudy and David Njoku, most notably, and that's very important, right? So he's finding some chemistry with Harold Fannin Jr. So, like, I still say the Browns are starting 1-0. I think that they beat the Bengals. Slow start there for Cincinnati every year. I don't have any reason to believe this year's any different. And again, crazy stuff can happen. I think, you know, you can go to Baltimore and win again. Now you're 2-0, right? And then you got Green Bay in week three. Who knows from there where things can roll for you? So, as long as Flacco stays healthy and this team stays healthy early in the season, man, look, they always start the season well under Kevin Stefanski. September and early October are usually really, really kind to Kevin Stefanski. They play their best football then, right? So I think there's a possibility they could start fast. I know a lot of people have been talking doom and gloom for months about these first 6, 7, 8 games on this schedule, and I concede, yes, they're not easy. Got playoff contenders up and down the board there for the first half of the schedule, but sports are funny, man. Weird stuff can happen. So I'm picking them to win in week one. I think week two then will kind of set the tone how the rest of this thing's going to go.
Daryl, I'll get you out of here with this. Hey, rookie quarterback backing up Joe Flacco. Does that change the leash at all, you think, for Joe to start the season, whether they get out to a hot start or slow start, how long they let Joe sort of run around with this thing, or is it going to be the exact same if it was Kenny as his backup?
Yeah, I don't know that it changes the leash. He's got to win, right? He's got to play well and win. And then it just all comes down to they want to see Dylan Gabriel at some point. So can Joe win at a level that keeps Dylan Gabriel on the bench, right? That's what I'm hoping for. I don't want to see Dylan Gabriel this year. I really don't. I want him and Shadur to be able to just kind of hold clipboards, develop, and learn from Joe. I'm also realistic, and that's just not going to happen. So, health plus performance plus end results equals when we get to see Dylan Gabriel. When that's going to be, I don't know. I can't tell you that right now. But I do have to think that you give Joe between 4 and 6 weeks. You see where it's at after that. And then, you know, decisions get made if he's still healthy.
Daryl, as always, appreciate you setting aside the time. We'll look forward to talking to you once again next week.
Look forward to it, bud.
Daryl Ryder, our very own Cleveland Sports Beat reporter, joining us there on the hotline, courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We'll react to what Daryl had to say coming back. And as well, are you holding Kenny Pickett's failure here in Cleveland against Andrew Berry? Is that on Berry, or is it, like Daryl said, fifth-round picks for fifth-round picks, and it's a whole lot of nothing?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.